Good morning. It is great to have you here, and welcome to our annual music Christmas celebration. It's officially Red Sweater Day, and this group, I guess, is supposed to stand up. Why don't we all stand up, however, and begin this morning with a word of prayer? Typically, we have on Wednesday announcements, but we're going to postpone those until tomorrow's chapel. If you have any announcements that need to be made tomorrow, please get them to me. Let's join together in prayer as we begin this celebration together. Father, I think of the journey that the wise men had as they followed the star to the place where the Christ child was. We are several weeks away from that day that we celebrate as the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that between now and then, we could celebrate the pilgrimage, that we would be on a journey, that we would together anticipate our arrival and look forward to what we will see. Father, give us that sense of anticipation, a sense of awe, a sense of following, a sense of looking for something that is greater than what we are. A search for something that's bigger than what we're doing, seeking to be part of something that's grand, seeking to be part of your plan for our life. May this be the beginning of that celebration. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Please remain standing, if you would. Retake a hymnal. Number 192. Hymn number 192, Angels from the Realms of Glory. We're going to sing a lot today, so hope you're ready to do that and help us. Number 192.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim His birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn.
Sing the last stanza together.
Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Amen. You may be seated. It's our delight to have the university chorus to be ministering to us in music at this time.
Thank you.
Would you take your hymnals again and turn to number 169? Number 169, A Little Town of Bethlehem. It's probably fitting that at this time of year for us, especially when things are the most hectic and demanding, and when distractions are at their highest, that we celebrate the peace that we have in Christ. I think it's very appropriate, and especially today, with the busyness that we find ourselves in, to sing of the peaceful time, the little town of Bethlehem, the town of peace that Christ came to, that brings to our hearts. So let's sing the first and the last stanzas of number 169.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
The last stanza together.
O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
And the trumpets rang out on that first Christmas day and continues to this day. Not only trumpets, but lots of instruments and voices and handbells, all of which we'll use today to celebrate his coming. This is the brass choir that's going to be playing two familiar carols.
Thank you.
181, Go Tell It on the Mountain. 181, Go Tell It on the Mountain, and we'll join in singing together all the verses.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you.
Handbell Choir remains one of the busiest groups on campus this time of the year. I think they've had at least 10 or 12 performances scheduled around the community during these busy weeks and continue to be out almost every day impacting our community. SNU impacts the community constantly throughout the year, but at Christmas time, it's more than just music and groups like the Handbell Choirs and folks that go out and minister in song. But it's also many of you not involved in the music program who are participating in things like Angel Tree and other benevolent kinds of compassionate ministries that are out working in the community, especially at this time of the year when people need you so much. And so our hats are off to all the students who give of themselves during the times when you probably have more than you already can do in your schedule. You still reach out and help others in so many ways. And we as a faculty and staff thank you so much for the example that you set for everyone in this community. Would you take your hymnals again and turn to number 191. 191. We actually have the work of the angels that has been given to us in spreading the good news. It was their job the first night. It's been our job for the last couple of thousand years. We continue to do that with joy and with celebration and thanksgiving. So let's sing this one that we all know. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 191, and we'll sing all the stanzas.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, long desired, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as men with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Minister to us in song.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
Would you turn in your hymnals now to number 190, Angels We Have Heard on High, number 190, and why don't we go ahead and stand as we sing this one together.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
And you may be seated.
Thank you.
conclude our time with you today, we'd like for you to join us on singing Joy to the World, and it's in your hymnal on number 173. We're going to have all the choirs and the handbells join us for this last song of this Christmas chapel. We hope that today has been a time for you to not just enjoy the music of the season, but to participate in it and to take the celebration with you as you leave today and to the various activities that you will have. Please continue to remember the School of Music and this year of responsibilities and tours and so forth. The bands that you have heard today, including the jazz band that you did not hear today, will be traveling to Eastern Europe in May. The University Singers will also be overseas this summer. The chorale that you heard earlier will be overseas next summer. So each year there is a fairly large contingent of music students from SNU that are taking music in a ministry way, in a missions way, overseas in very sometimes obscure places. And so continue to remember us as we endeavor to serve the Lord in this particular way. While the choirs are coming up, may I also mention that the chorale that you heard earlier is wrapping up of our Christmas music season this week at Oklahoma City First Nazarene Church in the reception of the green room there at OKC First Church. They are presenting the Madrigal Dinner this Thursday and Friday evening, and I believe there are still tickets available if you would like to attend that particular, that unique event. The food will be great, and the music will be wonderful. You can check in the music office for tickets. That's Thursday and Friday evening, as well as the wonderful church celebrations that are going on also this weekend and through next weekend. So much that is happening in our community that you don't want to miss. Let's stand again as we sing number 173. We're going to sing all four stanzas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plain. Repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And this morning I say, glory to God in the highest, and may his peace rest on us. Amen.